Screw it, I'll say it. Jordan loves the guy.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
No way! What's up?
What do you think? He's just going to start regressing now, you think?
No.
I don't.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Do you think they might be just like throwing stuff at him? Let's just see where your heart is, Jordan.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary. Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin. Actor, author, and former California governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes, hour number two. Michael Irvin's on his way. Hey. Arnold Schwarzenegger after that. Words I've never said before in my life.
Wow.
And I just said into this microphone, and it's awesome. I can't wait.
Better nickname, Playmaker or Terminator?
That's another poll question. Would you rather be known as the Playmaker or the Terminator? I like it.
Legendary. That is incredible.
Good one, Chris. Sure. Throw that out there, too.
Good one.
I mean, yeah, the four movies you chose were what's your favorite Schwarzenegger movie is T2, True Lies. What else you chose? Twins and Predator,
yeah,
right?
Twins and Predator. I mean, obviously, there's like a dozen more, but those are kind of our four favorites, I think.
Okay.
So at Rich Eisen Show, or give us a call, too, if you want.
Yeah, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We started the show with Chris Brockman ripping up his memorandum to the Patriots,
done,
Cardinals, and Panthers.
Over.
So you wanted to get Caleb Williams. I think...
not toot finny.
Yeah, I got to hope that somebody loves Drake May more or Jaden Daniels more and Caleb drops. That's entirely possible. Crazy things have happened, pal.
You get him in Madden, no.
Crazy things have happened. And then I raised my hand to all the Steeler fans saying, I heard you. I hear you.
I read you.
I see your frustration, and I don't think you're crazy anymore for wanting some sort of a change because I'm not in your shoes. The shoes I'm in, by the way, I would love to have a playoff-worthy team every single year with a coach who's got a winning record every single year. I would take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But Steeler fans are like, yeah, that's not what we want anymore. We're not rooting for 9-8, 10-7. You know, the last year that they had double-digit wins, they started 11-0, finished the season 1-5, and got bounced by Baker Mayfield in the playoffs. That was 2018.
2020.
Pardon me, 2020. Yeah, 2020. My bad. So the fans weren't even there to see it.
Yeah, 1-10-win season since 2018.
Got it. Yep. Thank you. Vince in Virginia, we'll take your phone call before we do What's More Likely. What's up, Vince?
Hi, Rich. This is Vince from Virginia.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just so curious how you feel about the Steelers making the Patriots seem like the greatest show on turf, and Mike Tomlin, your favorite coach, continuing to be I don't know. He's irritating me. I feel like the Steelers are so much better than, hey, how many non-loss seasons do we have?
No,
I think as a Steelers fan, I'm ready for a change.
I get you. So who do you want, Vince? Let's go there.
I mean, anybody. Like
Frank Reich
is
available.
My goodness gracious, Brandon Staley at this point.
Like, okay.
Whoa.
All right, Vince.
Whoa.
You know who would make that trade?
The thing is, what
every Charger fan would make that trade right now. I don't know if I'd run into any Charger fan that would say, no, let's keep our status quo, yeah. and we don't want Tomlin.
Rich, who throws the ball 30 yards down the line on 4th-and-2? I mean, like, what kind of decision-making is that? I mean, Max.
But that's not him.
Like
that's not him. That's him delegating. That's him delegating. He's delegating to the guys who Steeler fans wanted in there calling plays because Canada was enough, you know?
I mean, in an offensive league, I just feel like defensive coaches are outdated. I appreciate Mike Tomlin for what he did, but with all the amazing teams that we've had between Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger, and we've only had one Super Bowl, I mean – If Bill Belichick, I'm even going Bill Belichick. If Bill Belichick had those players, do you think they'd only have one chip?
Thanks for the call, Vince. I appreciate it. I appreciate your honesty. That's interesting. Would you, if you were an owner of an NFL team, would you hire an offensive or defensive head coach?
Right now?
If you were, you heard what Vince just said. He thinks that defensive-minded head coaches are not what you should hire in the have in the NFL anymore.
I kind of agree with that.
What do you think?
I think it depends on your personnel. If you've got a Patrick Mahomes, then sure, I'm going to bring in an offensive mind. But Patrick Mahomes doesn't grow on trees, and defense does still technically win championships, or doesn't it?
Well, Warren Sapp, who, you know, I listen to, because if you don't, That's not good.
No.
he's like, defense doesn't win championships anymore. He goes, it gives you a chance. Offense wins championships.
Okay.
Now.
Well, then
that's what he say.
Outside of Bill Belichick, well, who's the last defensive coach to win a Super Bowl?
Now, this, you are not wrong. I mean, because it's a quarter. It's
probably
a
Tomlin, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, let's. Who are the other defensive-minded head coaches that are out there right now? You've got McDermott, you know, in Western New York, Sala, D'Amico Ryans. Who else? I guess Brandon Staley's kind of both. I know he's calling defense, but he's a former quarterback. But you'd have to consider Staley's calling defense right now.
Awesome. Vrabel played linebacker.
Vrabel. Harbaugh's a special teams guy.
Right.
Who else?
Tampa is out there. Is
Todd moment. Bowles.
Yeah, Todd Bowles.
Right. Dennis Allen in New Orleans.
Correct.
None of these are lighting fires right now.
Pete. Is Pete a defensive guy?
Pete is that, sir. Oh, no, yeah.
Pete would have been the last one to win a Super Bowl.
Then that's the last one to win a Super Bowl, yeah. Uh-huh. Everyone else, right? Eberflus. Don't forget him. Eberflus.
Jonathan Gannon now in Arizona.
Pew. I would hire an offensive guy, and I'm like, let's find our quarterback, and you just plug in.
Yep.
Plug in, and you sit down next to him, and you're like Mike McDaniel. You throw his arm around him. You give him love. Mm-hmm. You water that. You water and you fertilize.
Water and fertilize.
I'm serious. Remember we made fun of Nick Sirianni with that? Boy, is he right. That's what he did. He threw his arm around Jalen Hurts. He wore his T-shirt, and he's just built around him. And look at him. Right? Ron Rivera. He's another defensive-minded head coach for the moment.
Not for long.
I don't mean to make light, but absolutely I would do that. Absolutely
less,
I would do
less
that.
Than half the
and
league
the only, but the, one of the only defensive-minded head coaches I'd make a change for is Tomlin. And then I would have to sit him down and I'd be like, what's your thoughts on who's your OC? Who we got here? Because that is a question I would have. But if I'm David Tepper, I am just like, please, Rooney, will you just finally, you know, want to make a change? Because, you know, I'm kind of had a revolving door around here. I'm ready to give Mike Tomlin an eight-figure deal, you know, annually.
It would be.
I'm ready to give him maybe a nine-figure deal.
Yeah.
A nine-figure deal, 6 years. You know, I would love to tell my fan base, hey, there's been a revolving door here, and everybody thinks nobody wants to work for me. How does Mike Tomlin sound for 6 years? You know?
I think Panther fans would sign.
But other
for that,
than that, I mean, I'd want to hire an offensive-minded coach. Yeah. All right, Michael Irvin's making his way to our studio. Same thing with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's Friday, which means it's time for the ever-popular, always can't-miss edition of What's More Likely. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, what do you have over there, Christopher?
Hey, guys, happy Friday. What's happening?
What up?
We've been talking a lot about this today, so let's just get right to it. What's more likely, Rich? Steelers make the playoffs, or Mike Tomlin is coaching anywhere else in 2024?
Oh, Steelers makes the playoffs. They're not. You know how I feel about it. You know how I feel about it. And Pittsburgh fans, I hear you. But what's more likely? I mean, something that's happened only twice in my lifetime, which is a change at head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm 54 years old, or the fact that the Steelers make the playoffs, which happens quite a bit for the Steelers, you know, habitually, historically, maybe not as often as they like. Come on. What's more likely? Steelers make the playoffs. They're 7-6.
They're now the 8th seed.
I know that they are. I think they're going to end up having some seven company at 7-6 by the end of this weekend. So they've made two changes since Knoll to Cowher and Cowher to Tomlin.
How long was it Cowher the head coach?
I have no idea.
Probably about, this is what, you're 17 for
Tomlin?
Right?
We're right around.
Yeah. Okay.
What else, Chris?
Throwing it out there. All right, backup quarterback to have a big day. More pass yards and touchdowns. Gardner Minshew, Jake Browning.
I like it. Is Gardner a backup quarterback now? I mean,
he's for sure a back. He's not going to be starting anywhere next
year. I mean, Browning
is
more of a backup quarterback than Gardner Minshew. Gardner's the starter there. He's the starting quarterback. He goes to work every week knowing, and same thing for Browning now.
But in 2024,
all right, I got it. All right, I understand. I'm nitpicking to try and tap dance here long enough.
Yeah.
I'll go Jake Browning. I'll go Jake.
It's a big game.
I mean, Minshew, we talking on the ground too, or he runs it in?
Pass total? Yards and touchdowns.
Okay.
Pass
yards. I'll go Browning. I'll go Jake Browning. I'll go that this guy has just shown you what he can do, and he might be on a little bit of a roll.
I have a feeling this game's going to be on red zone a lot.
You think so?
I kind of feel like it's going to be pew, pew, pew.
It'll be a lot of points?
I think so.
That'd be great. I want the Colts to have a big offense going into the game against the Steelers. You know, I want to see points. I'd love to call points. I'd love to call points on both sides. By the way, I want everyone to understand in Pittsburgh, I'm coming to your ear gate shortly.
Come into your city. All right. 6-6 NFC West road underdog.
Hold on a minute. 6-6 NFC West
road underdog to pull off the upset this week. Rams or Seahawks?
Oh, God.
A lot of qualifiers.
More likely to pull off the upset. Well, the Rams are in Baltimore coming off a bye, and I'm hearing the weather's not supposed to be very good.
It's supposed to be bad, right?
Or the Seahawks in San Francisco. I'll go division. With division, the crazy things happen with division. Not cross-conference. Cross-conference, usually you don't see too many crazy.
Yeah.
Division, it's like throw the records out. Yeah, you saw us 2 weeks ago on a Thanksgiving night, and you boat raced us in our building, but here we come. You know, with DK signing his way into the end zone.
You know, we need to figure out how to do it. What is it? Stand on business? Stand on business. Whatever.
Dude, I'll go the division game, even though I think neither are likely. But what's more likely of the unlikely? I'll go the division game more than the cross-conference, cross-country. What else, Chris?
All right, fun game in Las Vegas this weekend. Vikings, Raiders. Who's more likely to have more receiving yards and touchdowns? He's back. Justin Jefferson or Davante Adams?
Oh, I'll go Justin Jefferson. Davante Adams is just, I mean, here's the problem for Josh Dobbs. Max Crosby is practicing for the first time since week 11 today, and he says he feels incredible.
Hey.
And he's playing. And he's coming for the Pastronaut.
Are you talking yourself out of Justin Jefferson?
He's ground control for Major Josh.
Houston.
You know, so... I'll take Justin Jefferson, although I'm concerned about the Condor coming in the direction of the Pastronaut. I mean, Davante Adams is just...
Aiden O'Connell, just chuck it deep.
Yeah, I know, like, just find 17.
Third deep, baby.
Right? I'll just go Justin Jefferson.
All right.
You know?
The afternoon games on Sunday are dynamite. This is one of them. What's more likely, Bills make the playoffs or Chiefs make the AFC Championship game for the sixth straight year?
Oh, I'll go. Wow. I'll go Chiefs make their sixth straight AFC championship game. That's more likely.
And two playoff games?
Yeah. Or one. Chris.
They're not going to be the ones.
Chris, they have the tie break over Miami.
You know they're not going to be the ones.
They have to just have the same record as Miami, and they're just one game behind them.
It's okay to admit.
The Bills are currently 12th. What's more likely is that the three-seeded Chiefs wind up having the same record as the Dolphins, and the Baltimore Ravens are not, you know, in front of them, or the 11th seeded Bills make the playoffs. Come on, what's more likely?
I mean, the Bills could be in the wild card by the end of the weekend.
I hear you, I get it. They have to beat the Chiefs to do it.
Correct.
Everybody, you keep counting out the Chiefs.
Everyone's sleeping on the
Bills.
Does
anybody understand?
The Bills are like three weird plays away from being 9-3.
Pick up, if you will, at any of newsstands, if they exist in your world anymore, Time Magazine, and find out Karma's a boy on the Chiefs. Apparently, they were dating a long time before she even showed up at Arrowhead. Didn't she tell Time Magazine? What am I? Just going to, on a first date, go to a football game?
Well, she said, I'm going to hard launch our relationship at a football game.
Come on now. Karma is a boy on the Chiefs, and this is real, and it's true love, and how dare you?
The Bills are three weird plays from 9-3.
I get it. I have made my statement.
They're really good.
What else, Chris?
I'm picking the Bills this weekend.
Okay.
What's more likely to be the higher total, TJ, in your game? Micah Parsons sacks. Or brotherly shove Jalen Hurts touchdowns?
Oh, I'll go brotherly shove Jalen Hurts touchdowns. So that offensive line is really good.
think like two Bradley Chubb TDs. Three sacks,
and so. I know he's not him, DeAndre Swift, but I'm going against him in fantasy, and my team is terrible the last couple weeks. So I think he might. The run game might be a little better than you think.
He ain't getting any touchdowns.
So and I just think I think Jalen Hurts. He's been getting one at least a game. It feels like.
Feels like it.
Mike is getting three sacks, so
okay. That's a big call. You got one more over there?
All right, two Monday night games this week for some reason. What's more likely, Jordan Love throws three tutties for the third straight game, or Tommy DeVito throws two?
I'll go Jordan Love.
DeVito's been hot.
I got it. I'll go Jordan Love. And you got another one from another Monday night game?
Yeah, then real quick, Monday night game, Dolphins. What's more likely to be the longer play? Any Tyreek Hill touchdown reception? Or any field goal from week 14, all the games.
I like it. I'll go Tyreek Hill. So you were basically saying all we got to do is have him get a 58 to 62 yard touchdown.
55 plus touchdown. I'll go Tyreek.
Come on. 1,000,000% I'm going Tyreek Hill, pal.
Guys, unguardable.
And so just two things on this, on the back end of what's more likely, since you just said, Rashawn Gary, I chatted with him for the Westwood One Monday Night Football studio show. We're going to pop that on our YouTube feed over the weekend. And two, the reason why there's two Monday night games here in this week is there is not one on January 1st because ESPN is going to be showing the national championship semifinal games on that Monday night. So there is no, and the NFL is like, okay, floor is yours, Rose and Sugar. So they've got two games coming up this Monday night. That's the answer to your question, right?
There you go.
There we go.
And speaking of the Westwood One broadcast, you can catch every single Westwood broadcast for free on streaming it for free, sponsored by AutoZone. It's all good in the hood with AutoZone, and certainly by just making sure you all know this. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL Live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me all night on Monday night and all season long for free. And get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Irv's here. Michael Irvin's here. Arnold Schwarzenegger in hour three. Come on now. Come on now. And I assume Irv's dressed like this because he just came straight from Skip. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports. The number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony Pollard, rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code pigskin at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Let's talk Audible, people. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment all in one app. Titles in every kind, in all categories. Wellness, bestsellers, and new releases, as well as podcasts and originals. And Audible members can keep one title a month from the entire catalog. You keep it. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. You know, I travel a lot, especially during football season. And right now, listening to player memoirs from Audible really helps me relax and pass the time on long flights. With the app, you can listen anywhere as it's all in one spot. Whether I'm on a transatlantic flight or on a long car ride with my family, I just put on an audiobook from Audible and boom. It's so easy to just listen. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/Eisen or text Eisen to 500-500. That's audible.com/EISEN or text EISEN to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Good to see you, Michael Irvin.
It's a lot in that, Rich. It's a lot in that, Rich. It's unique. Everybody laugh. First time you seen. That's the first time you guys saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dak Prescott commercial.
It
is real. And by the way, it's on his social media accounts. Right. It is to try and screen. You know, have a home testing for colon cancer. It is a great cause. It is
great
on and it is hilarious.
Yeah.
And was that Ryan Reynolds' voice at the end? I think that's what it sounded like to me. But the different stickers that you put on the bottom of what contains what you're, if you will, putting a sample into are all teams that he's going. Old-timey prospectors, 49ers. I see mammals, which is dolphins.
Right.
Marine life. And then of course, an eagle at the bottom.
Right. Which is great.
Perfect timing for Sunday.
Was going to happen. Right. What is going to happen?
And the face at the end with the sticker at the end was Deadpool. It really was Ryan Reynolds. It's great.
Right. But now it's a great commercial, and it's, I love how it starts out. When you're the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, a lot of people talk a lot of, you know what I'm saying, dropping the words. So it's great. While it's going good, it's great,
isn't it?
But boy, if this thing turned. That commercial gonna turn. Well, y'all got the button on there, right?
We had it installed a few weeks ago.
Them buttons, and then they're gonna be putting Dak on the bottom of that thing. That's what it's.
Let's be more positive.
As long as
right?
it goes good, that's gonna be a great commercial. If it goes, you know what I mean, it's gonna all the way go.
Well, let's look at it positive. Let's say this. The bowl is half full, okay?
Yeah,
so let's go
half full.
The commode is half full.
That's pretty good, though, Rich.
You know what I'm
good.
Saying, Mike?
That's pretty good. I like that.
What do you think about Sunday night? Let's just jump right into it.
I feel good about Sunday night. You know what? I'll tell you what. I said last week I had never been vexed and called in a game. And that was that Philly-San Fran game, just because the matchup and what Philly had done in that game was in Philly. This game, I feel good about Dallas. I feel good about where they are. Dallas is 14 straight home games. Yeah. So I've heard the guys talk about this streak they got at home and how much it matters to them. So I feel good about that. Many plans. Remember how Dak finished that game in Philadelphia. You know, had a big fourth quarter, threw the ball all over the field. I need him to start this game like that and try to put Philly in one of those situations early on. But it's going to be a great game.
Well, it makes sense for him to be able to do that because of a couple things. You just saw the Philadelphia defense is exploitable.
Right.
And number two,
Darius Slay.
I mean, you name another. Their offense is up there right now. Dolphins, name another offense in the NFL. You can't put anybody above Dallas right now. They are crushing it. You know, McCarthy, when he took over the play calling, I know there was a lot of okay, good luck with that, bringing that old school mentality here.
But I think it worked.
But it's, my God, has it worked. So you have had a front row seat to CeeDee Lamb's ascension. What is different? What is changed at all? Or is it just this is the natural,
things for him? Things have changed because they've given him more opportunities. You've heard many times and when Troy would be doing a game and he said, hey, he's one-on-one. Why are we doing all this other stuff once he's one-on-one? You got to just go back to him and throw the ball to him. They're starting to do that more. You know, and they put him inside and outside. They gave him more opportunities outside. Outside wide receiver, you get to do some one-on-one things. When you leave somebody inside so much and they were playing them a lot inside, you're more apt and they're more able to double team you because they always have help around you.
Right.
So then you start putting them out. A lot of that stuff, man, moving them around. You see them doing now with CD what they do with Tyreek Hill. giving them, you know, tall sweeps and pitches, let them run the ball. So now that makes a stress on the defense because, you know, the whole defensive point has been about CeeDee Lamb all year long. He has to be. We still got to get, they still have to work on getting a better run game, a more consistent
yes.
run game. And they're going to need it here in Philly because I think Philly's going to come out and say, hey, all right, we've been throwing the ball all over the yard. Let us try to slow your game down and just pound you to death. And Dallas, you got to deal with stopping the run, I believe.
Okay, so there's that. Just before we move on in this conversation, what are your talks with CeeDee like? What I mean, what do you pull him aside? Or could take us inside what you
I love CeeDee, well,
take
man.
Us inside the 88 club. You know, TJ's well, wearing the
right,
shirt.
Right. Well, yeah, and TJ, he has his shirt on, right?
Yeah, he got it.
Right, and he got all the CeeDees, as you know, of course, Drew, Mean, Dez, and CeeDee. See that right there? I said, you're missing somebody. And, you know, he's missing the Post Malone. Got to put Post Malone. Post will be offended by that shirt. Yeah, Post is in the 88 club. You know, you gotta put him on there.
With all due respect, he never scored
a touchdown. Our group text, it's us and Post, you know, on the group text. So when CeeDee's playing, you know, everybody's group texting, Post, Drew. It wouldn't go anywhere. You know,
why is Post Malone in the 88 club?
Because we brought him in.
How can I get in the 88 club?
Christened him. Huh? You know, Post came up Cowboy. He's Cowboys, so you know.
He's been holding down the fort for the Cowboys from Western Pennsylvania, Mike.
Yeah, I know, but Post, you know, Post's dad parked cars over there. He grew up as a Cowboy, you know, so.
All right, so Post Malone, yeah. I had no idea there could be honorary members of the 88 club.
Yeah, you know, you got to be able to take the number to higher heights.
Okay.
You can't just come in and can't be a great asset and then just try to be a liability. Post Malone takes the 88 to a higher height.
You know what I mean? Okay, now I see it. So then what do you talk about with CeeDee?
We just talk about the kind of year
Does he pick your brain at all? Or what is happening?
Well, with CeeDee, listen, CeeDee is such, he's so tuned in right now. When I talk to him, I say, you know what 88 is about? He said, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
So not much needs to be said.
It's nothing to be said. We talked about it when we first got it. When he first sat down and talked about it, I said, man, you know, there's a difference. When you wear this number, honestly, when you step with this number, because he was in the number two. I said, you wear number two. Wear number two. But if you wear this number, it's different. It's going to give everybody hope. Because when this number's on the field, there's hope for championships. This is a championship number.
Yeah, I remember when you got drafted. You told him you need to wear this number.
He's taking it on now. Mm-hmm. He can appreciate it. And I'm telling you something, man, he's just a great dude. When I went through something, he came, we were talking, man, and I texted him. I came, went to see him, he hugged me and grabbed me and walked off. And he didn't know that I was going through anything. But, man, it just meant so much to him. And I texted him back later. I say, man, you know, that's just the power that the 88 has and what you're doing on the field, you know. I said, I know if you made this old 88 feel better. I know what you could do for kids wearing that 88, so I just appreciate you. You know what I mean? Those kind of conversations we have, too, because he's just a good dude, man. I'm so proud of him and proud of the success he's had.
Well, you divide 88 by Aikman's number, right, and you come up with 11, and that's Micah Parsons. What do you think about that math? You probably never thought about that math, right?
I never thought about it.
Yeah,
like
you divide
that.
Your 88 club right, by your quarterback, right, and you come
right,
up with
right. You come up with 11.
11.
And that's the guy right there. He's already said that we need a significant win, and you need to dominate.
Yes.
You need to dominate someone. And I don't know about dominating. You know, I would like to see that because I think, you know, there's still some things the Dallas defense has to prove.
Well, in terms of that, I don't know if you covered this on Undisputed this morning because, you know, we're kind of up against you in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you hear what Nick Bosa had to say with the blueprint? Have you heard about that?
Oh, I have not.
Okay, here we go. This was Nick Bosa saying that he believes what the 49ers did against the Eagles offense is a blueprint that others can follow. And it sounds like he is advocating that the Niners cracked a code on Sunday. Here we go. Here it is.
Yeah, I mean, you see it on tape, though. And then, obviously, we put the blueprint out there. Hopefully, Cowboys watch the tape. We made Jalen stay in the pocket and escape outside instead of those B gaps. And paid off. Because Jalen's looking at the rush every play. So, yeah, you just have to be disciplined and not give him that quick escape route where he could get to his guys quick.
All right, blueprint. What do you think?
That's interesting.
Do you think there's a blueprint?
That's interesting, man. I got to go look back. I got to go look at the game now and watch them do it and see it and then see if the Cowboys. Let me tell y'all something about this blueprint stuff.
Okay.
You can write up a blueprint with the greatest whoever writes them up. But if you don't have the people to perform what someone wrote, then you just looking at a piece of paper with some ink on it. Come on. Let's stop playing. You know what I mean? I got to go make sure you got the pieces in place to do the blueprint, to run the blueprint. We just, got a blueprint. That's all good. We got a lot of things. But can you actually function and make it? And there's the difference. Everybody's going to hear it, and everybody's going to try it. But very few will succeed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, but you guys have the
pieces. I just
hope
Cowboys going to be one of them.
Well, I mean, Tank Lawrence, obviously. You got Micah, and then the back end.
But what I heard him say is, you got to keep him in the pocket, all right?
Yes.
Slow ride. Don't give him those quick outs, those quick ins. Now, they're strong, and Dallas has got much better up the middle of the field with Mozzie and all those guys stopping the run and everything. So it gives you a chance. But and staying laying integrity and making sure he goes one way or the other, and it affects his ability to throw back. It sounds great. It sounds great. But getting it done is a whole nother thing. And the Cowboys do have some of that talent.
Okay. When you played, you disliked Philadelphia the most?
I don't see. I dislike them the most. Yeah, it was Philly. But in Washington, but remember now, because we had Arizona was not, we beat them all the time. But between Washington and Philly, yeah. But remember this, what Dallas is going through now. Before we really ran off with San Francisco, we had to deal with Philadelphia, too, to get to our dynasty. I was literally, when they had Jerome Brown and Reggie White and all those dudes, man, them boys were real, boy. I had a lineman. I told you I had a lineman say he wasn't playing. But I said, man, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm hurt. I said, well, hurt what? Because you're going up against Jerome Brown and Reggie White. I said, where are you hurting? He said to me, somewhere in here. I said, boy, you better get your butt on this football field. He didn't want to go up against Reggie. He just said, somewhere in here. You know ain't nobody heard if he said somewhere in here. You didn't want to deal with that. So getting over this Philly hump is one thing, and we did it before, we'll do it again. Then you got to go and deal with that San Francisco hump that they got.
The famed Jimmy Johnson, right? And Buddy Ryan, didn't he say that he got –
Boy,
he got his fat butt back in the locker room.
Well, that was
you were on the field for that game.
That was
game,
a scary
right?
team, though, dog.
What, the Eagles?
The Eagles team back then. It was a scary. Yeah. Eric Allen, Ed Waters, Andre Waters, God bless him. You know what I mean? Think about it, man. Seth, Clyde, they had some boys, dogs on that team, man. Ooh, we had to overcome them. And that's what Dallas has to do.
You never had to chip Reggie White, did you?
No,
never.
I ain't chipping nobody. Nobody. Ain't nowhere in none of my contract where they going to incentivize me to chip. So that chip is out. You better get somebody else in here.
They're getting Novacek. That's Novacek's job.
That Novacek job. I just want to catch
that's
the ball.
That's Witten's job.
Like me, I used to or tell Novacek, them, I do one thing and do it right.
Right.
Do one thing and do it right. But this can't get rich. I'm telling you, this game is going to be a good game, man. It's going to be a great game. Dallas needs this game so bad. This is such a bigger game for Dallas than it is for Philadelphia.
You think so?
It ain't even close.
Philly could bury the Cowboys in the East for this.
Yeah.
I mean, not bury for the season, obviously. But basically, the Cowboys, and that's why you're saying it's a big path, because the Cowboys' path, if they lose this, goes through a wild card visit to the NFC South winner, just like last year, and then potentially another visit to Philadelphia or San Francisco or maybe even Detroit. Maybe I don't know how it's going to work.
I'm okay with any of those three, any of those visits. I'm just not at San Francisco right now. You know, but like, those other visits, I'm okay with it. So that's why I say it's more important to Dallas. Just for the mindset. I don't care if Dallas has to go back to Philly. You out of bounds. The commercial, I said in commercial, just got to stay in bounds. You win that game, got to stay in bounds. That's a close game. You played it there. You can go back up there and win that football game. So I'm not overly concerned with that. I'm just saying you need your psyche right. You need to do this here, right here. And here's the funny part. You have this record at home. Now, protect it. And if we do it right and it falls back, maybe you can get that thing coming back through home where you can lock it down. But I'm not overly concerned with them going back to Philly.
Are you concerned that when we pick this game on Sunday, there'll be 5 stars in the bottom of the screen?
Oh, no. No. There won't be 5 stars. No.
I think there will be.
No. Nobody's.
So you don't want it to be that
no,
way?
No, I don't think it'll be that. Oh, I really do. Don't think.
I do.
No. No, Kurt will find something wrong.
You do know that you know the only person who can catch you right now in the pick standings. You're looking at him right here. I'm only 3 back.
I find
everyone else is falling. It's like first alert. They have fallen. They cannot get up. Kurt, Mooch, Lone Wolf, the Patriots, and the Jets last week.
Yeah.
It's a week that we will never forget for Mooch.
But my job also, we got to, you see how great this dude is? Y'all, do you understand this? I love him. You see how great he is? Rich took me, I'm the leader, but Rich took this thing and made it great. He's the only one that can catch me. They just glossed over that I'm lead.
No,
I'm...
No. What I
work with this master over here. I know this boy. He's a master communicator.
Lone Darts.
That's the dark. You know what I mean? The ninja.
Lone Darts. What I plan to be is the Seahorn of this thing, which is to just lock it down.
What you think? See, I'll
lock it down. I'm Michael Irvin.
That Seahorn,
why is it disrespectful? Jason Seahorn was one of the greats of your era.
I love Seahorn, but I don't want the new generation to ever think and to be given these stories, these figmentations of other people's imaginations that are not anywhere near the reality of any man shut me down named Jason Seahorn.
The audacity.
I don't know. So why do we keep bringing up Seahorn Island on game day morning? I don't know why we keep doing that.
Hey, what do y'all think of Dion, Dell Green, all them dudes who really tried? What do you think? They say all that work I put in is Jason Seahorn getting all these props.
All right. Do I have you to the end of the hour? Do you got to go?
I go. Come on, man.
Okay.
We'll go to
the end of the hour. Let's take a break. I want to talk about the rest of the NFL. Arnold Schwarzenegger in studio hour number 3. That's our Michael Irvin right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Don't you dare.
Oh, yes. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. All right, folks, let's talk about game time, and let's talk about buying tickets to big-time events because it can be worrisome, it can be time-consuming, and it can be expensive. So game time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You can see the view from your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. They have all-in prices that show you your total up front so you know you're getting a great deal without hidden fees. And how easy is it to use? You can buy tickets on game time in seconds with 2 taps, and there's a game time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. It is so awesome. I use it. You should as well. For sports, music, comedy, did I mention theater events? All near you. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. download the Game Time app, create an account, it's so easy, and use code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Back here on the show, Michael Irvin is here. Our radio audience returns shortly. Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming here. Have you ever been in an action movie? You've done comedies, right?
Yeah, not an action movie, Rich. I always wanted to do an action movie.
Well, I mean, it's still time.
Yeah. You think so, Rich?
I'm still time.
Action will it require me to actually do the action, like running fast cutting on these knees?
No. I mean, you could do the shirt off thing, and right. You know.
Oh yeah, no.
Even though he eat I don't know how he does it.
If I ate
like you, I would be. You'd roll me out here.
Different.
This guy's metabolism.
Different DNA structure.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, different DNA structure.
Seriously.
That's what Kurt tried.
Like, what'd you do? Like in the back, there's like three open chips.
Kurt, I was starving
in our green room.
I'm starving.
What are they feeding him on, Pico? What is it? Is it baby fox spread? Is that what it is? You could turn your own microphone on. You're the sound guy.
Baby fox spread.
Baby fox spread.
That's funny.
Yeah. No, but I try. You know, listen, I try to do that. That eat when the sun up thing. You know, what I mean, I try not even eat breakfast. And I'm up so early all the time, so I don't try to eat. Like early.
All right.
You know, because my body just dumped all it needs.
Okay.
From the liver in the morning.
Okay. I need to learn.
Yeah.
But I mean, I see the way you eat sometimes. But yeah, you can but do an action
eat,
movie. Let's get Irvin an action movie.
I want to get better, though. I really do. I want to be better. But then I'm so busy, I'm on the road all the time.
You just
eat what you got to eat when you got to eat.
You're doing fine.
Because I eat it for energy. See, some people eat for pleasure. That's eating mooch. For purpose.
Understood. That's not mooch.
I'm just eating to get energy to go do what I got to do. That's perfect.
That makes sense. Total complete sense. Michael Irvin here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back on the radio show. Michael Irvin here. We're just talking on our Roku channel feed about maybe being an action hero film star like Arnold's coming in. Did you put up the poll question? What would you rather be?
I did.
We put up a poll question. Would you rather have the nickname of the Playmaker or the Terminator? What are people voting on right now?
Right now,
Terminator.
Sorry,
Irv,
it's 64-36 right now.
Terminator is a cold name.
Terminator.
And you can take it anywhere. You can take it anywhere. Terminator is always cool. But you can take Playmaker anywhere, too.
Yeah, you can.
Because you want to be a Playmaker. Now, I would think now in this world, as sensitive as the world is, that people would want to move away from wanting to terminate and Terminators and come on back to a Playmaker. You know what I mean?
I've never
in
asked.
In all walks of life, go be a Playmaker. Be a Playmaker for your kids. Be a Playmaker for your parents. Yeah. Be a Playmaker at work. Be a Playmaker in your social life. Be a Playmaker. In all walks of life, be a Terminator. Be a Terminator for your kids. No. Be a Terminator for your parents.
It doesn't work.
I think Playmaker works better.
Ladies and gentlemen, vote for Playmaker. I'm Michael Irvin, and I approve this message.
But I love Arnold. I don't want to get you.
No. I've never asked you this question. Who was the first to call you the Playmaker?
Winston Moss, man.
Of course. This was in college?
Well, right. In college, I just got in there. Remember Eddie Brown and Stanley Shakespeare had just went on, and everybody was wondering, who's going to be the Miami wide receivers? I was, you know, just a freshman, and we were outside making plays. I was outside making plays, and then Winston Stokes was, okay, there's a Playmaker right there. And it just stuck from there. There's a Playmaker right there. I'll never forget that.
In practice.
And it was over. Now, he didn't know a few weeks before that I'm studying film. And Jimmy walks by, man. Oh, my God.
Jimmy Johnson.
Still chip bumps now. Walked by. I was just a freshman. And he said to me, he said, hey, son. He said, Michael. I said, what's up, coach? Because, you know, my coach had talked to him. I just lost my dad, working hard. I just want to play football, try to get to the league. He said, son. He said, you're up here working? I said, yeah, coach, getting ready. He said, boy, everybody's wondering, what are we going to do at wide receiver? He said, wait till I show the world Michael. So wait till I show them you. Don't let me down. Oh, they got this place called Mahoney Pearson's. They're about 40 flights. I put on a 40-pound vest. I went up that thing so fast. Up and down, up and down. I wasn't going to let them down, man. So, you know, it was just, man, that was a moment, man. And then I went out and started making plays. And that's when he called me the playmaker.
Jimmy did.
No, Jimmy was, meeting room. Jimmy was talking about, we got to find playmakers. We need people to make plays out here. And then later on, I'm studying, Jimmy walked by and he said that to me. And then the next week in practice, I was making plays. And Winston said, there's a playmaker. That was it, dude. I was over.
And it stuck.
It took off. I felt so good about it. I liked it. Boy, that's good, boy. Playmaker.
And here we are in 2023 with the playmaker.
Around.
You are definitely
it's
that,
still
sir.
Around.
Thank God for that. Michael Irvin, you're right on the Rich Eisen show. Okay, so who's the best team in the AFC?
I interviewed Odell for the show here.
Okay.
Sunday. Odell Beckham yesterday. Boy, what a day yesterday was. It was all over the place in Miami with all these appearances and getting the shows in and the interviews in. But, man, I really like – and it was an interesting interview because I really like what I heard from him and the development because I've been going crazy about Lamar Jackson's development and how now I see some of Patrick Mahomes and how he's sitting in the pocket and he's really focused on the upfield. And I said – and he and I was having a conversation. And I said, how has it been? He said, it's been an adjustment. You know, and I thought it made me think about it. I said, wow, you know, I imagine so because Odell, and I didn't think about it, Odell's is a route running wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar never really had a pure route runner like that. So all of his receivers have had the second and third routes catching passes. Like Lamar never was comfortable saying, I'm trusting you to get the square in, throwing it early. Never was comfortable saying, I'm going to throw this bang eight before I see you open, like what Troy and I did. You see what I mean? So now Odell comes. When Odell's open, it's not something he trusts. So then he had to make an adjustment, but Lamar has to make that adjustment. Now Lamar sits in the pocket, and he's getting the ball out, and I'm like, wow. Now I believe they can take down that thing in Kansas City because they come with physicality. You know, the run game, they come with a physical run game, and you add Lamarcus' move-around ability and what Patrick Mahomes has up the field. Yeah, that could be. That's dangerous. Right now, I like Miami. I like Baltimore. I like Miami because they're just so explosive.
Right.
I like Baltimore because they're just so physical.
So why not Kansas City to figure it out?
Well, listen, you see.
And, how many times have they been counted out in their
Super
Bowl era?
I love it. But there's only so much weight Mr. Atlas can carry.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Atlas has been carrying that thing, boy. And we keep just putting more and more weight on him. And that's Patrick Mahomes, you know. I said earlier, this is going to be a hard year for Travis Kelce. He's having a great year, but he's going to be beat up after this year. He'll feel more physically beat, not just from all the Taylor Swift stuff.
He kind of looks already.
But I'm talking about from what happens
on
defense.
You can see it on the field, too.
Yes.
You can
see. Because they know, Rich, if you just slow him down, it slows his whole thing down.
So who's the answer? Rasheed Rice? Pacheco?
He's coming.
What
he's
playing. So
Pacheco's
what's the answer?
A good player, too. He runs hard.
Right.
And Rice is coming. And Rice, if he gets here before the end of the year gets here, then they'll have a shot. But he's not here right now.
Okay.
He's not here right now.
All right. And the Dolphins, you think that they can win
it
all, too?
You guys see that we had the debate about, because Wes Welker said that Tyreek Hill is, I guess, basically better than Randy Moss. Did you guys not talk about that?
We have not, sir.
Listen, I said this. I understand what Wes Welker's saying. See, we see Randy Moss 6'4". He runs a 4.3. He's as fast as Tyreek. You say, why wouldn't you want to die? You build a passing game around Randy Moss. They have built the whole offensive system around Tyreek Hill. You can't build the whole offensive system around Randy Moss. This dude is different. And as long as he's on the team, they are not out. I was so upset with Kansas City, man, because they cheated us. You don't think they cheated us? How would you let Tyreek leave Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce? I wanted to see that for the next 5 years.
Well, and I think everybody thought that he's going to go to Miami with Tua, new coach. Well, it's nice knowing you, Tyreek. And it's a totally different ball of wax.
You thought he was going to be gone and out of here?
Right, certainly. And then he's coming out and saying, hey, Tua's just as good as Mahomes, if not a better thrower of the football. And then McDaniel comes up with this release that that Kyle Shanahan kind of refers to as a cheat release, you know, where you kind of bend it right up to just at the snap, the little like a CFL type sort of release.
Right, it's over.
And the way that they figure it out, and the way that Tyreek is smart enough to kind of change things up mid you know, snap almost.
Right.
You know, it's
incredible, Rich.
It's unique. It's like, incredible. You don't see it.
But the danger of it all is that little joker will catch a ball full speed running across the middle. See, little jokers like that didn't do that. Yeah, little jokers, man. They fast, but it's small. They gonna be running through here. You'll knock them out. That little joker be running across the middle, wide open. Dude, and it be gone. I'm scared of nothing. He ain't scared. It's a different dude right there. I mean, it's a different dude, man. He has seen routes, slant routes, anything, and he takes them and go. It is a phenomenal thing, man. That dude's a phenomenal player,
but
man.
But if you had to put your marker in the 20 seconds I have left, Ravens is what you're saying.
I like the Ravens. I like the Ravens right now. But Tyreek Hill keeps Miami in.
No, I mean, you're. But if you had to put your marker, obviously it's wide open, which is kind of wonderful. All right, Michael Irvin, you're the man. Everybody catch him on game day morning, Undisputed, at Michael Irvin 88. He's the playmaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Irvin.
Enjoy my time.
There you go.
Enjoy my time.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming in studio in hour number three. I would not go anywhere, obviously, if I were you, right here on the Roku channel and this Rich Eisen Show radio network. We still have about a minute plus to go here. So real quick, I've got 90 seconds. Man. You came in my ear and you said, you popped in my ear and you said the following. Is Tyreek Hill a Hall of Famer?
Oh, yeah, Tyreek Hill's definitely going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't see him slowing down. And even if he stopped right now, I think you would have to put him in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt, man. Let's stop playing, man. You can project out, and you can say if something catastrophic happened to him and he got hurt,
you'd
be saying, come on, man, what we saw, that was just mind-blowing. You still put him in the Hall of Fame.
So you think one day it's going to be the Nitschke luncheon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's time for Tyreek Hill to get his
in
that
room. Stand up, and somebody's going to say, Cheetah. Cheetah, come get your gold jacket.
You think so?
What? Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no doubt.
The dude
changing the game, too, now, dog. He's changing this game, man. It really is phenomenal. No, like you said, they expected him to go to Miami, and they didn't expect Miami to be where they are right now. And he just turned that whole team around. Did you guys hear that announcer talking about Tua and how different he is now that he has Tyreek Hill, you know, and how much more confident he shows? I mean, it's special to watch.
McDaniel and Tyreek have kind of changed Tua's career path.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
No doubt.
All right.
No doubt.
Michael Irvin here on the Rich Eisen Show. Again, catch us on game day morning coming up on Sunday. And we're back with Arnold Schwarzenegger in hour three in a moment.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
1995, when WCW announces they're going to be live and head-to-head with Monday Night Raw, feels like this would have been something Vince would have kind of laughed off.
No, we did not like them moving to Monday nights. There were a lot of hotels. They all carried CNN, TBS, and TNT. Vince was convinced that Ted Turner had deviously done this deal to get in the hotels and keep us out.
Something to Wrestle, wherever you listen.